Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, here we go. A little Friday action. Taz and the Moose. Moose is off until next week. Got AB, Andrew Bogus sitting in with yours truly, Taz. So what's up, everybody? Barreling on into the weekend, so you're all happy. We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans studio. National Mortgage Lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply and, most importantly, understand fully and mortgage confidently. 855-212-4227. Very simple process. You want to call the
Attention
show.
Attention, hotline fans.
Again, that's 855-212-4CBS. Maybe you listen to the show, one of our great affiliates across this great country on CBS Sports Radio. We thank you for that. Or on Sirius XM Channel 206 or on the Sirius XM app Channel 206. So a plethora of ways to pull in Taz and Moose every morning, 6 a.m. Eastern for you. So we have a packed show here, A couple of great guests coming on the show at 7:40 a.m. Eastern. Chris Nowinski, founding, CEO of the Concussion Legacy Foundation. And at 8:25 a.m. Eastern, that is, we'll have Barrett Saley, CBS Sports College football analyst, to chat it up with him. So looking forward to these two guests. A.B., how are you, sir?
Taz, I'm good, except this ends the greatest week of my professional life. Because Moose is back on Monday and things go back to the doldrums of being Brad Heller.
Not to be confused, what would I call him?
I'd love to be Ben Heller if I knew who Ben was. He may have a better situation than Brad and myself. But yeah, things go back to normal.
I know.
Well, I see less of you. I talk to you less. You're back to demeaning me as the update anchor.
True.
So yeah, this is hopefully these 3 hours feel like 3 weeks.
Well, hopefully for the audience it doesn't, but I digress. Well, anyway, we're going to barrel into this bad boy with... For those that didn't hear, the Miami Dolphins, so they put out a, well, it's created some buzz. They put out their anthem protest, basically what players on the Dolphins could face in regards to suspensions and whatnot. And we'll get into that in full. And then the NFL, more or less, the NFL and the NFLPA, the NFL Players Association, they put out a statement. I want to say, not overnight, but, you know, very late yesterday, right?
Overnight for us, because it wasn't there when I went to sleep at 8:45, and then it was there. I came at 9:36 and in my inbox.
I know, it's
so
crazy.
I was a good half hour into bed by time at that point.
Exactly. So, anyway, what the Dolphins are saying is potentially a multi-game, it could be up to 4-game suspension for any players on the Dolphins who choose not to stand during our national anthem for this upcoming NFL season. And again, we'll get a little bit more into it in a second. But the thing is, right, look, here we are. We're sitting here middle towards the end of July 2018, and we're already talking about the anthem protest, the national anthem, which I got to tell you, I remember Moose and I sat here, it was probably in May, and we discussed the new policy. And you know the new policy the NFL put out, AB, was that, and I'm going to just give a quick overview, if of those players who want to protest or feel a need to protest or don't want to stand, stay in the locker room. Stay in the locker room. Don't come out for the national anthem. And that's that. Right? You heard that. You knew that. Correct. Now, I feel like, well, what happened with that? Right? So now it's like, now the teams are putting in, their protocol to their players, the individual teams, as they get ready to go into camp. So the Dolphins, this is why the Dolphins were the first one on the docket, more or less, here. They started camp Wednesday. Was it not camp? They started their.
I had the date in front of me. I mean, they're in camp now. They're rookies, I think, showed up.
Right, that's what it was. They're rookies. Right. So they had to get their info, their protocol out to their guys before everybody else. It created a little bit of a firestorm yesterday. Let's just say it blew up Twitter. The Dolphins were basically getting a lot of hate tweets saying, how dare you? And it, it's there's so many layers to this topic, AB. There really is. It's like, this could take up the whole show. I don't know if you realize that.
Well, I mean, it's taken up weeks and months of conversation. So, I mean, like, just logistically, they put this, you know, an anthem protest under the bigger heading of conduct detrimental to the team, which is put in place for a number of different reasons. And there's a number of different ways you can violate or commit conduct detrimental. Riding a motorcycle is in this same part of, you know, so, and all of these things can get you fined and or suspended.
Doesn't mean the Dolphins are doing this. Right.
Doesn't mean they're doing it. Doesn't mean that if you do it, you're going to get four games.
Right.
I guess they just wanted to have, in case they wanted to enforce something, it was there on paper in writing. And whether it was designed to be a test or not, and that's why it got leaked to the AP, who put it out there first, it became a test and it became an utter failure because most people flipped out and said, you know, why are you going to do this? How are you going to do this? And the immediate reaction, too, is always to compare suspensions, which is always a tough sell in my mind because some things in the NFL framework have a very specific schedule of punishments.
Right.
This equals that. Others are very much open in the air. Some are put there as preventative measures or frameworks for things. So I get that, you know, your first thought brain-wise, because we're all intelligent people, is like, you know, Ray Rice's initial suspension was two games for knocking out his then, I guess, girlfriend or fiance. Right. And
there are so many players with domestic issues and abuse. And,
you know,
and
Josh Brown got one game, and now you could get four for this. But it's not an apples to apples comparison, but it still makes a lot of sense, and it makes the entire stance from the Dolphins slash the NFL look stupid. And in so harsh was the reaction, and rightfully so, is we get these pseudo late night statement going, everything's on pause.
Well, and the thing is, this ended up leaking out from someone from this Dolphin, let's just call it a protocol for lack of better terms, right? Is that cool? That's cool, right? Sure. This proper anthem conduct type of protocol by the Dolphins was leaked out more or less by somebody from the Miami Dolphins to the AP, the Associated Press. And basically it says, players who are on the field during the anthem performance must stand and show respect for the flag and the anthem. That's basically the final item on the list of detrimental conduct, basically in this thing with the Dolphins. And it says, a Miami Dolphins source basically told the outlet, the NFL required each team to submit their rules regarding the anthem before reporting for training camp. So that's to the point we were just making here. And since rookies reported on Wednesday, like we were saying, for the Dolphins, the policy was in place. So for anybody, just so you understand, like it's not like I'm not sitting here supporting the Miami Dolphins or any other team in regards to this. I'm just making a statement that just understand the facts. Basically, it wasn't like the Dolphins just the way this thing came out on social media, and if you didn't read between the lines, AB, it was like, oh man, the Dolphins just put out this vague, not vague, this random protocol statement to their team.
Right.
Like, here's the deal. You're getting four games if you don't stand for our anthem. That's not the case here. It could be potentially up to four. The Dolphins basically said to a source that that wouldn't happen. They would they have no intentions of suspending a player for four games based on any type of anthem protest. Okay.
Well, I think they said that nothing was set in stone
yet.
It was a paperwork decision.
Correct. But that's where, see, that part there. And this is ESPN reporter Jeff Darlington was kind of explaining on Twitter. He did a good job on it. He's saying that a source from the team had told him that the Dolphins have no intentions of suspending a player for four games based on any type of anthem protest. Okay, well, if Darlington's source is legit, okay, and it's obviously anonymous, fine. But then why would the Miami Dolphins even float that out there in writing to their crew? You know, that I don't put four games. Don't, that's ridiculous. I understand it's their team. It's, and that too is another topic of your beliefs or anybody out there listening's beliefs on, well, should you stand for the anthem or not? But why float out there four games? You know, if you have no intentions of it.
Right. Like,
you know?
And what I haven't seen is really, to me, what I would like in a full explanation of this. So I get that, like, you had to put in, your all of these different rules and regulations for your team, how you're going to handle things. I understand why you had why they had to do it, so to speak, but I don't necessarily know why they had to do it, why they had to include the anthem policy at all here, because the rule exists from the league,
right?
Like from the NFL. Like, why do teams? Like, the teams, technically, they are free to punish people, but in this, the Goodell policy, so to speak, was it's up to you how you're going to handle it. But, like, why does it need to be now? Why does it have to be immediately here before training camp? There are no games, so there's no anthem to therefore kneel
to.
I
think you're asking a rhetorical question. But I kind of have an answer.
Please give me an answer.
In my opinion, I think it's because of what they're saying about prior to training camp. They need to get this out there. So these newer rookies coming into the league and or you know, guys that are preferred walk-ons, for lack of better terms, they know the protocol. They know what the Dolphins are looking to do.
Right, but the first, I'd have to look when the Dolphins' first preseason game is, but it's certainly weeks away.
Well, no, because the reason why is once you have a player come in and supply that player a jersey number, no matter if he's staying on the team or not, and he's in camp and he's under short term contract, long term contract. If it's a guy who was undrafted, he's still in camp. He needs to know. He needs to be told the protocol of each team. That's why.
Right, but like I still don't understand. Like, I get that from, like, you know, you can't do this in terms of...
You don't just show up and play.
Like, this
you know,
is not just... But this is not an implementable thing. This situation is not arising now. Like, I could see the time frame being, let us know the anthem policy 10 days before your first preseason game. Or,
right, well...
But, like, so, like the timing was a little strange to me.
I have two words for you.
Yeah.
Many lawyers. Okay, so
I guess, yeah.
Think about it, right? All these NFL teams have teams of lawyers. And
sure.
That's it's all to protect each other's rear end. And that's the deal here. You know, I think the thing by Roger Goodell and the NFL, what they did back in May, basically, you know, as an overview, just paraphrasing it, saying, hey, it's up to you individual owners and teams.
Right.
You guys can punish the way you want, but, you know, if you want to protest, you have to stay in the locker room. That's a chicken-ass way to handle things. I got to be honest with you if you're Goodell. You know, because now, what are you going to create here? You're going to create the Wild Wild West, where every one of these teams might have a different punishment or no punishment, and it's going to create, if this is the way it seems like it is, because it's a little cloudy. It's a little confusing and cloudy. It really is. And if they go that route where different teams have different punishment, that's going to be a nightmare.
So we've already kind of run the gamut, so to speak, because we had the Dolphins here. And I guess my previous pseudo-rhetorical question was, did the Dolphins have to label this or list it under conduct detrimental, which then, you know, puts it in the realm of a four-game suspension max. But, like, let's say they meant it and, like, they were going to possibly give a guy a four-game suspension. So we've got that on one end.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other, we have the Jets owner or the acting owner, Chris Johnson, who kind of a nonsensical promise to pay fines when he actually was the one who was going to have to levy the fine on any protesting Jets. So he just wouldn't fine them as opposed to, you're going to give me money and I'm going to give it back to you. But anyway, but we had him basically saying, you can do whatever you want. I'm all for it. And then the Dolphins, at the very least, opening the door for a four-game suspension, to your point that, like, you can't have it be this big open book. It's got to be set in stone and it's got to be consistent across the board, because all you're doing is, again, and the NFL seems to like this, creating more problems for yourself.
Right.
Because
now
we got... This team is doing that. Team is doing this.
It's the Wild Wild West.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's the Wild Wild West. So, okay, depending on my beliefs on the anthem, so that means, okay, you know what? I'd rather go play, you know, for the Dallas Cowboys because they're going to have a one-game suspension, but I'm not going to the Dolphins. They got a four-game. You know what? The hell with that. I want to go play for Chicago Bears. They got a no-game suspension. You know, I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. That's what this thing is. That what's going to happen? So, roughly 9 hours ago, as we broadcast you live at 6:15 a.m. Eastern right now, the NFL and the NFLPA, this was the statement they put out, a joint NFL-NFLPA statement. The NFL and NFLPA, through recent discussions, have been working on a resolution to the anthem issue. In order to allow this constructive dialogue to continue, we have come to a standstill agreement on the NFLPA's grievance and on the NFL's anthem policy. No new rules relating to the anthem will be issued or enforced for the next several weeks while these confidential discussions are ongoing. The NFL and the NFLPA reflect the great values of America, which are repeatedly demonstrated by many players doing extraordinary work in communities across our country to promote equality, fairness, and justice. Our shared focus will remain on finding a solution to the anthem issue through mutual good faith commitments outside of litigation. Hello.
Wow. Well, here's my next non-rhetorical question. Why couldn't they have come to this standstill agreement before the NFL put anything physically in place?
What do you think the Dolphins are saying after that came out? Like, oh, great, now you're saying. You know, yeah.
You know what I mean? Was this 6 hours earlier?
Yeah, exactly. It's unreal.
Things I could have been told yesterday.
I mean, really, man? Like, what is the deal? Come on, they just can't get it right.
I mean, they're just idiots. I mean, they can't
get
it right.
They really are.
You know, and Mikey B asked the room this question this morning outside before we came in into the studio. Like, what's the right answer to all of this? And to me, the right answer is, like, if you're bothered by this, get over it. I mean, I just, I can't, it's so hard for me to understand how people can't disconnect these two things. Like the argument that I can't enjoy football because Jarrell Casey of the Titans is going to raise his fist in the arm during the anthem and I might not even see it. I mean, on all the other things that we're able to overlook and ignore, like the fact that some of these guys have committed actual crimes and have done really significantly bad things, and you can get past that and watch them play this game,
dude.
But you can't disconnect these two things and enjoy a football game. Turn the game on at 101 or 401 Eastern
time.
That's
what I was doing towards the middle of the
season.
And just
watch from the opening kickoff.
I'm as American as you are. I'm super proud to be American. My dad was in the military. I have nothing but Americana in me, baby. I love where I'm from. I love where I'm born. Like most of the folks in all great country, no doubt. But I got to tell you, when I want to watch football, I don't need to deal with any of this BS. There's enough BS in our lives during the week that come Sunday, we want to chill, sit back, pound some beers in your yard, smoke some cigars, and watch the Buffalo Bills do business, if you're me. Sometimes that means losing a lot, but I digress.
Well, you know, the Bills are a good example, and you know, LeSean McCoy is going through is dealing with some very serious allegations.
Horrible.
Very serious.
Horrible.
They may or may not be true. They may be partially true, completely false. Obviously, you can go 0 to 100. Let's assume for a second that LeSean McCoy is at least partially guilty of what he's accused of.
Right.
Somehow he might be on the field again this year for Buffalo.
Right.
And there's going to be people in the stands in LeSean McCoy jerseys welcoming back, happy he's there, putting him gladly on their fantasy team, but are going to be up in arms about kneeling NFL players. It cannot work that way.
No,
I can't be that way.
Yeah, and that's the problem, right? There's just so much gray in this thing. And I got to tell you, it starts at the head cheese, and that's the NFL, and that is Goodell. You got to have some chutzpah, and you got to have some guts here, and you got to make, don't put it on the owners, don't do that, just whatever you guys deem it's going to be, fine, and take the heat, whatever that is. I mean, look, I said a while back while Moose and I were covering this here, this topic, which is a very polarizing topic, look at, if this is the case, like, you saw what happened. This was dying down. This whole topic, guys kneeling, all this jazz during the season this past year, it was dying down. It was kind of dissolved. Now it's like, here we are, like I said at the top of the segment here, top of the show, middle to late July, and here we are. Boom! It popped up again. Because, again, the Dolphins only put out this statement. They were doing what they were supposed to do per the NFL. And then the NFL saw the backlash on the Dolphins, and now they backtracked. Hold on a minute. Us and the NFLPA were putting out a statement, and the Dolphins are like, damn, what the hell now? We look like idiots.
I mean, they have phones, right? And
why am
emails
I screaming?
And G-Chat. I mean, can they just all get on the same page here? Now,
obviously
somebody leaked this, and I don't know if they did it because they were angry that the Dolphins had put protesting on the conduct detrimental list? That they just thought it was newsworthy? They just wanted to, you know, some people like being sources because they think it's cool that the information that they put out ends up in mainstream media.
Yeah.
I don't know the motivation behind putting it out there, but like the NFL, I'm assuming because of this protocol to submit all of your paperwork on punishments and whatnot before training camp started, like they knew teams were about to do this.
Right.
Like they knew they were about to get these pieces of paper from teams.
Correct.
That may have caused such controversy. Why wouldn't you send out an email and go, guys, let's just leave this page off for now. Okay?
Don't put that part. We'll allow you, we'll make all adjustments.
We make our own rules. If you want to do this later, we'll do it later. Don't do it now.
It's unbelievable. It just, they just can't get it right. The NFL can't get it right. The Dolphins look like idiots. It's horrible. All right, look, we're going to break here. What's your thoughts on this? Did the NFL butcher the anthem policy? Is there a right answer? How do you feel about what the Dolphins put out there? 855-212-4227. Taz and Moose with AB sitting in here on this, as they call it, Happy Friday. That's what all the jobbers call it. I hate that expression, AB. All right, we'll be right back here. Taz and the Moose, be right back.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. And the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Mikey B, Pete the Body, great job. AB, great job. Ben Heller with the updates.
Great job, Ben.
Yeah, Ben Heller's his new name. Bob Heller, thank you. Rob Feller, thank you. And Jim Heller, Bobby Heller. Peace! Yeah, that was the conclusion of yesterday's show.
Powerful close.
Yeah, peace! Made a little error on our sports update gentleman's name, called Brad Ben. Ben Heller, I apologize to Brad, who's here. We'll get to him in a second.
Bob Heller. Taz, he's a team player. He overnight changed his name to Ben, officially. So what you did yesterday was no longer a mistake.
Yes.
Okay. That's why I was late this morning.
Feller.
Overnight, get the paperwork sent in. It was a bit of a mess, but we took care of it.
We're going to get to the red-hot phone lines on the topic of did the Dolphins get this right with their protocol that they put out to their players on the anthem policy. Did the NFL butcher it again? 855-212-4227. Brad Heller. Jim Heller is here with his sports update. Hello, Bradley.
Hello, guys. Happy Friday.
Bob
this report. Bob, Ben, Seth. I was called Seth once.
You look like a Seth.
You don't
Ben.
Look like a Brad. You really don't. Rob Feller.
Can we talk to your parents? Because they should have, Seth or Ben would have made more sense.
You look
sense.
Like a Connor.
I think
Connor Heller.
They're open to suggestions at this point.
Bobby Heller.
Ross.
Ross. He looks like a Ross. That's right.
Ross.
All right, Brett, please. We're very busy.
Whatever your name
we're very
is,
busy.
Just tell me my sports news already.
Yes, this report is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Carmelo Anthony didn't love his role in Oklahoma City, but doesn't have to worry about it anymore. The Thunder reportedly agreeing to trade Melo to the Hawks, who are then going to release him. OKC gets Dennis Schroeder and Mike Muscala in return. Muscala is then going to be flipped to Philly for Timote Luwawu Cabarrot.
Whoa, you took it on, huh?
Great job.
Now, if I was being you today, there's no chance I'm saying that dude's name when they update.
That was impressive. I can't even say Brad. You said name is from the Burnham Hernum.
I could just change that to Seth. Seth Cabarrot. No, Timote Luwawu Cabarrot. And Justin Anderson's going to go from the Sixers to the Hawks. Meanwhile, the Warriors introduced DeMarcus Cousins on Thursday. The big man talked about joining the two-time defending NBA champs.
Just a chance to play for a winning culture. I also have a chance to play with some of the, you know, the most talented players of this era. So, you know, those two things alone, I mean, that pretty much sums it up.
Cousins has been rehabbing a torn Achilles. He said he's in a unique situation where he doesn't have to rush back. The NFL and the Players Union announcing the new anthem policy. It's on hold after word got out that the Dolphins were going to suspend players that protested. The joint statement says no rules will be issued or enforced for the next several weeks. Baseball's back from the All-Star break. Big night for Jason Hayward at Wrigley.
The 0-1 by Martinez. Hayward swings, pulls one into right field. It's through for a base hit. Cubs have tied up the game. Anthony Rizzo comes home. An RBI single for Jason Hayward. 3-all. Cubs and Cardinals here in the fifth inning at Wrigley Field.
Len Casper called it Cubs Radio Network, part of a 5-run fifth inning for Chicago. Hayward 3-for-5, couple RBIs. Cubs beat the Cardinals 9-6, but closer Brandon Morrow going on the DL with a biceps injury. The big trade on Thursday in baseball, the Indians upgrading their bullpen, getting all-star closer Brad Hand from the Padres for top catching prospect Francisco Mejia. And golf round two of the British Open, the umbrellas are out at Carnoustie. Kevin Kisner continues to lead at 5-under par. He tees off in about an hour and a half. Tommy Fleetwood's had the big day so far. 5-under, getting him to 4-under for the tournament. One shot back. Rory McIlroy and Zach Johnson are also one shot back at -4. Tiger Woods is 1-over through 4, 6 shots back. Jordan Spieth, the defending champ, 1-over. Dustin Johnson, 6-over. The world number one is tied for 130th, guys.
All right, Brad, thank you very much, my friend. Appreciate that very much. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 50% or more on car insurance. Hey, Joe, hold on a second. Joe in Erie, Pennsylvania, you're on with Taz and Moose on CBS Sports Radio. We got AB filling in for Moose. What do you say, Joe?
How you doing, guys? I just wanted to throw it out there. You know, I'm a combat veteran, come from a whole entire line of veterans, and we all kind of feel the same way about it. We appreciate the fact that they're standing up for what they believe in. We don't. I could personally care less if you want to kneel during the anthem or not. It's the whole respect thing in there. I never really agreed with that. What pisses me off about it is, like you said, Sunday afternoon, I fire up my smoker, grab a couple beers. I want to get away from the political BS. These guys are paid entertainers for us. That's what they're there for. They're there to entertain us, to play a game that we want to watch, not to sit there and bring politics. I mean, you can't turn the TV on any time during the day, any day of the week, without hearing some crap about what's the politics. It's just ridiculous. We want to escape from that stuff. That's why we watch movies. That's why we watch sports.
Exactly.
That's why we watch television shows. And when they start bringing politics into stuff, that's when I quit watching it.
Yes, and Joe, first I want to say we appreciate and thank you for your service, obviously, to our country.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you, sir, for that. And we appreciate your call, and I see exactly what Joe's saying. And he used a word that's very important, that's entertainers. And that's exactly what pro athletes are. I do understand that these men they have an amazing platform, and there's definitely a narrative that, hey, you need to utilize that platform to help others and again, these protests, as most of us know, AB, were never about against the anthem or against, you know, the United States. It was more about police brutality, and that's why Kaepernick and the whole deal, right? So but a lot of things get lost in translation. I do see Joe's point. I feel like the same thing as I said earlier in our first segment. I mean, I just want to sit back and watch football, but I do get that's why it's a tough topic, and that's a radio host, right? You know, a sports radio host, or just a radio host. I don't care if it's politics or entertainment or sports. You know, you got to give an opinion. You know, it's very rare that you should live on the fence. I have to tell you, with this topic, it's kind of weird for me because I can see both sides. I hate to say that. I don't know. I don't want to exaggerate.
You shouldn't hate this. I mean, I think that's a bigger problem.
Just for a radio host, you got to take a side. Ah, I got to tell you, bro. I don't know what to say. I'm kind of on both sides of this thing. I get both sides. I really do.
Well, see, I think we should say that more, actually. I think that's something that we, in general, not to get even further on the soapbox, but, like, it bothers me that on anything, we end up that the assumption is it's got to be this or that. Like, there's gray area in everything.
No, almost, absolutely.
Almost
absolutely.
Nothing is yes or no.
I agree with that.
Or black or white or whatever it is. And it's also okay to be indifferent to things. Like, you don't have to get upset about everything.
Right, yeah,
and you don't have to feel strongly. Like, not to dismiss this argument in any direction, but, like, I can go about my life and go about watching football without feeling in any way about this situation. Now, I strongly defend the players and their ability to do this and their choice to do it because, A, I think it's a thing that needs to be addressed and needs to be fixed. And B, like, if you don't understand our ability to protest and to speak. Like, the idea that you can't be upset at something in this country and voice that goes against everything that this country is about. Like that's, to me, where you can be wrong here, to think that, like, you just need to shut up because you're here and you're making money in America and you have this cool job that therefore right. you can't well, have an opinion on things. Like, that's not how this works at all.
I will say that, you know, and you hear this a lot, AB, and folks out there hearing us right now. And again, if you want to weigh in on the NFL and the anthem policy and everything that the Dolphins just put out there yesterday, 855-212-4227. We'd love to get your feedback, and we'll get to back to the phone lines here in a second. But, you know, there also is a feel and a take from a lot of folks, you know, that are football fans in our country, that the folks that don't agree with players kneeling and stuff and feel it's disrespectful and yada, yada. And here's the thing. They'll say, well, listen, well, what if I went to my regular day job, if I was just a regular Joe who worked at a hardware store, and I went and expressed and talked about my political views at work? I wouldn't be allowed to do that. You know, the guy who owns the hardware store, my boss, would say, you're gone, or stop it, or whatever, something like that. Look, at NFL owners can do the same thing. They you know, you work for that owner.
Yeah.
But these players, I have to tell you, they're different than you,
right,
who maybe works at the hardware store. They're different than maybe the lady who is a lawyer at a big courthouse in wherever city in this great country. They're different than Bob, the construction worker, or whatever. They have a platform, and they have star power. And that's why I'm not defending. Again, this is why I tell you I'm a little on the fence with
right.
it. But I see that side of the player where they're not like the guy who works in a hardware store. It's just not the way it is. Me, I know this much, as an athlete and in wrestling, at big shows, we play the national anthem. I was always standing. I know when I go to my son's a college lacrosse player, and we're playing in high school, when that national anthem's played, I always wear hats. My hat's off, I'm standing. I mean, I
right.
don't care what's going on. I'm up.
But here's the thing.
And if you don't take your hat off and I see you, I'm going to say, yo, take
right.
your lid off. I'm that guy.
Well, to go back yeah. to the first thing you said, I mean, we can't say this enough. And this is another thing that I think we all need to get on the same page with. Whatever the conversation is, whatever the big, small, important, unimportant, whether it's about any topic, we need to stop comparing professional athletes and their workplace to ours.
That's my point.
It's
exactly.
not the same
That's
thing.
My point. It's not the same
under
thing.
No
it's,
circumstance
it's not, it's not.
Is it the same thing. And in particular to this one, you can't make the comparison if your job does not require you to stand up for the national. If you're checking in at Home Depot or Walmart or a local restaurant and you're not being asked to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance or the national anthem, then you really have no
right.
comparison
Correct.
To
right.
this situation.
I agree with that.
And
I,
the next point of that is, it's great. And I do it at I was at a Met game 2 weekends ago, and I made my son take off his hat. We looked at the flag as long as I could keep a 4-year-old's attention on the flag. But we did it, but there is no reason to do it. There's no reason to play the anthem before a football game or a baseball game or a lacrosse game. It's great. It's a good tradition, but one does not require the other in any way.
It doesn't require, but that's where I differ with you a little bit. I mean, maybe I'm old. I don't know. Maybe I'm. I love hearing the national anthem.
Shoot, me too.
Before anything, I was watching the All-Star game, Major League Baseball, the other day, and they were playing, and they had. I'm trying to remember who it was. It was. I don't know if it was the military. Pardon my ignorance on this. It was part of a military choir. It was so cool. They had all of them in the audience. You know. Either you were in red or you were in white or you were in blue, and they were the flag. They were the flag. If you watched the pregame, it was very cool, and they were singing the national anthem, and these people, these singers, were the actual flag. It was pretty cool. And I'm sitting in my den watching this, and I'm getting goosebumps hearing the national anthem. I'm a sucker for the anthem. I just am. And,
right.
and so I know what you're saying, and I'm not going to argue with you. I know a lot of folks feel like, just get rid of the anthem before
right.
these games. And again, that's where I hate to say I don't have a hard stance on this. Fine. If you want to get, I'm not going to throw a flag, say, oh, damn it, no, you got, I'm not going to do that. I do enjoy the anthem. We got to go to break. We got a loaded phone lines here. We're going to get to everybody's calls. I promise you, 855-212-4227. We'll talk about what the Miami Dolphins put out there in their statement in regards to the NFL's anthem policy and whatnot in our great country here of America. We'll get to all your calls. Other side of break, Taz and the Moose with AB sitting in for the Moose. Be right back.
This is Jim Rome. $5,000 are on the line for the winner of this year's Smack Off. Hear it all at noon Eastern today on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, we're going to get to the phone lines here in a second. I just want to let you guys know it's time to Ask the Pros, where you, the listener, you know, you get a chance to ask us a question, which is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros and submit your question. And make sure you're listening later on to the show here, where we might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every single day. So we've been talking about the anthem policy of the NFL. The Miami Dolphins put out their statement yesterday, and then there was this backlash where from the country, the world, or whatever. And then the NFL kind of backtracked, and the NFL and the NFLPA, and they put out a joint statement saying, "Ah, everything's on hold right now. Hang on, hold on, everything's on hold."
You guys are smart out there.
Yeah,
you should have probably thought of this.
You guys have a platform called social media, and you got pissed off at the Miami Dolphins. Hey, Eric, in Pennsylvania, you are on Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. We've got AB sitting in here. What's up, Eric?
What's going on, Taz? I got 2 points for you real quick.
Yes, sir.
First one, the Miami Dolphins have it right because the NFL owner or the Miami Dolphins owner has to pay the fines for every protester, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So how many times are you going to pay, what is it, up to $25,000? How many times are you going to allow a player to protest and you have to pay out of your own pocket before you're like, yo, dude, you're costing me money?
I know, but see, and that's what I was saying earlier, Eric. We were both saying it, right? See, the Miami Dolphins, at the end of the day, they basically did what they were supposed to do. They put out this thing, and they said up to four games. They didn't say they're going to suspend these guys for four games as a fact. And they just did what they were supposed to do. The NFL, okay, and Eric, that's the issue, right? The NFL, yeah, in my opinion, they're public enemy number one with Roger Goodell. Because, look, they left a bunch of gray area in this. They basically said, if you want to protest in May, you stay in the locker room, okay? You come out and you protest publicly, well, then it's on the NFL owner, the NFL teams. And thank you, Eric. We thank you for your call. It's on said team to make the punishment. What kind of a chicken-ass move is that? If you're Goodell, so you're not going to have something across the board. You're going to put it on these owners and these teams to say, you, now it's on you, Chicago Bears. It's on you, New York Jets. It's on you, Oakland Raiders. It's on you guys to pick what you want to do, how to punish you guys. That's just wrong. That's wrong. I mean, I'm, like I said earlier, I'm a little on the fence on the topic in general. Like, should you punish guys if they protest? Should you get rid of the anthem altogether before games? I hate to say I'm on the fence. I'm normally not on the fence on really many things. I usually pick a side and have an opinion. This one, I have to be frank. I am a little bit on that fence. And like I was saying a while back here with Moose and I know in WWE, like, the national anthem gets played before Raw and SmackDown all the time, but not on television. So, and the talent, we stay in the back. The wrestlers stay in the locker room. It's for the audience. It's for respect for the flag, for our country, that we're getting a chance to perform and entertain. That's what it's there for. WWE, you could think what you want about pro wrestling. Vince McMahon and his family, they get it right. Okay? They do it publicly before huge events like WrestleMania and stuff like that. But I remember all the years I was a color commentator on SmackDown, we always had the national anthem, and Lillian Garcia was the ring announcer, and she did a great job singing it. Matt in Arizona, you're on Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. First time, long time. I want to say a couple things first. I'm an attorney by trade, so I'm coming to this from a different angle. And also, I'm a combat veteran, fought in Iraq in the Army.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you for your service, Matt.
Matt, you might be the perfect person to discuss this.
I think you are. Go for it, bro.
Dangerously. And thank you for your support, as always, gents.
Yes.
So there's a couple of things. The first is, this is a constitutionally protected right to protest. I would point back people to when Muhammad Abdul-Rauf for the Nuggets didn't stand for the anthem, and then he didn't put his hand on his heart because it was a religious thing. Jehovah's Witnesses don't have to do this. The anthem itself can't be compulsory. That's not okay. Number two, I don't actually buy the NFL's position on this. I agree with you, Taz, that this is commish kicking the bucket down the road. But here's my bigger question. If you were dead serious about this being a respect issue, why don't they close the concession stands and stop selling beers during the anthem? I go to NFL games and support my Cardinals all the time. You want to punish a player for not doing something. There are things in this league that are uniform, like they're uniform. Socks got to be a certain length.
Right, of course. Yeah.
Can't be a certain color. They have a right to operate their business and the uniform of their business that way. But the other side of this, too, that I keep waiting for somebody to bring up and don't hear, remember the NFL just got busted for paying to make it look like they were supporting servicemen and women during games.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
U.S. Army.
Oh, man, you're right.
And forcing it. So
that's right.
For anybody to look at this as anything other than a poor business decision, they have no problem selling their wares and hawking their beers in the stadium during the anthem. So don't tell me a player not coming out or taking a knee is any more or less disrespectful. And I got to agree with you. Just don't televise it.
Right. That's it. It's that simple.
Don't make an issue. Thanks, guys, so much.
Hey, Matt, and thank you again for your support and great call right there, Matt. Much appreciated. Yeah, if you don't televise it, it's, you know, you stop putting oxygen in the balloon. Okay, and when there's no oxygen in the balloon, that's what air is mostly right. Oxygen. When there's no oxygen, the balloon doesn't blow up. So there's no reason, but, you know, just stop. And the oxygen is TV penetration. That's the oxygen, ladies and gentlemen. TV penetration. Jeremiah in Birmingham, Alabama. You're on Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What do you say, man? What's up?
How you doing, man?
What's going on,
what's
bro?
Up, Jeremiah?
What's up,
babe?
Hey, I totally agree with AB. I totally agree with him on this topic, man. I think it's an American thing, man. You know, you people come to this country and say this is the land of the free, the home of the brave. But how free are we? You know, you said it. We respect the flag. We respect the anthem. But at the end of the anthem, it says clearly, the land of the free, the home of the brave.
Right.
So you mean to tell me I can't be free and do something positive, protest quietly? I'm not harming anybody.
Right.
I'm not doing anything wrong. And then on top of that, we got a president that perpetuates the narrative. He come out and force his beliefs and his issues on the whole world.
Yeah.
And don't nobody say that against about that.
Well, yeah, well, that's and Jeremiah, I hear what you're saying, man, and great call, and appreciate your support, and thank you for the call. And the whole thing, what as far as, you know, Donald Trump and everything, there's, I'm pretty sure on the radio you could find a lot of political chatter. we're covering sports at the end of the day, but I hear what you're saying, I do. So, Torrance in Florida, you are on Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Hey, man, how you guys doing?
How you doing,
what's
man?
Up, what's George? Up,
all right, fairly well. Hey, guys, I'm a combat veteran, too. I am, and I'm glad to hear that a lot of the veterans are getting on. And
yes.
I got a couple of things I want to say. Number one, I didn't watch any football last year. I mean, I'm a big Dallas Cowboys fan. I go to the games. I used to work at the stadium over there at Jerry's World. I mean, but, hey, man, here's the thing. I served in this country. These guys, what I'm hearing a lot of is this, and this really pisses me off. What I hear a lot is these guys make a lot of money.
Right.
They need to do this. They need to do that. They're getting paid to entertain us. Let me tell you about this. They are multimillionaires, but there are multimillionaires sitting in Washington in Congress who aren't doing a damn thing. These guys are millionaires. And they're entertainers. They're there to play football. But when this is not about, once again, this is not about the flag. It's not.
It's not. No, I agree with
some of the players.
I agree with you.
Some of the players.
Yep.
This is about injustices. And let me tell you, there is nothing more. If a person marches, they complain if they riot, which they should. They complain, and when I say they should, they should complain if they riot.
Right, right.
But I mean, anything that these brothers do, there's going to be some kind of backlash.
Well, that's definitely going to be right. You're right, Thomas. It's definitely going to be backlash, and we appreciate your call. And we thank you for your service. We have to go to break. More of your calls on the latest regarding national anthem and the NFL, plus controversial comments from UNC football coach Larry Fedora. 855-212-4227. Taz and the Moose. Be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.